So imagine that you are on some nice big yacht, right? One that holds 40, 50 folks. And you're out cruising, having a good time. I mean, that's why you're on board, because you want to have a good time. And as you go, the party goes, and the party gets a little bigger, and a little faster, and a little more rambunctious. Until after a while, it sort of becomes a contest. You know, anything you can do, I can do better. And so they start vying for attention, vying for position. And the further it goes, the more intense it gets. You sort of wonder if a fight's not going to break out. And finally, there gets to be a few scuffles, and overboard the guy goes. Well, that's kind of a bad deal. What are you going to do? Well, because the party's been going for a while and he's not altogether with it, he's just barely staying up. Now, you have several options. One would be to say, can you swim? No. Well, put your face in the water. Put one arm out first and pull yourself through, and then the other one. Make sure you kick your feet and take a breath and then blow it out. That'd be a possibility. Meanwhile, it gets deeper and deeper in the water because, well, if you don't swim a crash course while you're drowning, not too successful. Or you take one of those nice life rafts, donuts, throw it out there, missed them. Throw another one out there, missed them. Only got one left. Throw it out there, right on target, but the rope slips out of your hands. Well, he might be bobbing along, but he's still not on board ship. Or you could dive in, get him, bring him to the boat, and save his life. Giving more directions, not that helpful. Right? Leave him out to bounce along on the waves by himself, not that helpful. But going to get him and bringing him back. The Epistle of James, right, says that we are to bring back the wanderer, right? And when we bring back the wanderer, it is to save his soul. Save his soul. One of the church fathers says, it is a great thing to rescue someone's body when it is at the point of death. How much greater it is to deliver someone's soul from death so that it might live forever in the heavenly country. Better than saving their life is saving their soul. And James says we are called to bring back the wanderer. Well, why? If they know about Jesus, why not just let them wander on? Because as we wander on, we soon wander away. That as we go on our own, we soon are literally on our own. Called to bring people back into the fellowship because there is life. That's why. Our Lord knows our situation. Right? Jesus, the Son of God, sees from a distance what's going on. He created the world, and it was good. In fact, it was very good. But sin enters in, until pretty soon we are in rebellion. And Jesus sees the situation and knows what's going on. Now, he has several options. He could just call out and say, here are some directions. You do this and you'll be better. And does that, actually. You shall have no other gods. You shall not take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day. Honor your parents and others in authority. Do not kill, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not bear false witness, do not covet. He gives us the directions that gives us a way to live in life. But if he just gave directions, of what value would that finally be? Because we know when we're true to ourselves, when we're honest with ourselves, we know that those Ten Commandments When you flesh out what that really means, we fail pretty miserably. But Jesus doesn't just give us a list. He sends people, right? In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. That's a good thing, that he sent people to speak the truth about God. That in a world that had gone chaotic, in a world that had largely forgotten, he sends the prophets to help. But if that's all he did, that still would not be enough. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, who comes into our world, dives in, right, in order to rescue us, to save us from ourselves, to save us from our sins, to bring us safely back on board, even though it costs his own life, right, to sacrifice for someone, even to the point of death. That's what Christ does for us, and we know that, and we are thankful for that. We praise God for that, because without him, we would surely drown. But it's not just about us. It's about others. It's not just what God does for me. It's what God does for us and for the world. And so we are called, James says, to bring back the wanderer, to bring back the one that has gone astray. So the question would be, what is your role? Some of you, maybe all of you, I don't know for sure, but many of you are called to be sponsors. At one point, some parents asked if you would be a sponsor for their children, that you say, yes, I will help raise this child in the faith. I will help you as parents, right, that together we can raise this child in the faith. Or at the second service, we'll have the blessing of the mentors for confirmation and can't get that underway. Some of you have been mentors for confirmation students, which is a way of saying, this young boy, this young girl, though not I my own, I'm going to help that person out and walk alongside of them. Or you know someone who has known the faith and has decided to go on their own, has wandered off. With all of those situations, right, we are have people that we are responsible for, that we are called to care for. St. John Chrysostom writes, "And how do you go about restoring someone? It is like the seeds sown by farmers. They are sown once, but they do not survive forever unless they are carefully nurtured. We are just like this. Unless we protect what has been sown in us by constant care, for the devil will snatch it away, and our own lethargy will destroy it. In spiritual matters, it is not all up to the teachers. At least half the effort must come from the pupils to do the rest." That it is this relationship, right? How do we care for folks? How do we bring them back? How do we bring back the wanderer? By nurturing, by caring for, by getting involved. Not by standing at a distance and say, y'all should have stayed here anyway. Or let's send somebody else, let them take care of it. But by diving in ourselves in order to help. How would we go about doing that? What would we need to do in order to bring back the wanderer? First thing I would submit is pray for that person daily. Right? For that person that you have in mind, that you are responsible for by way of a sponsor or mentor or just someone that you know. Pray for that particular person each day so that in prayer the two of you are standing before the mercy seat of God. that in prayer the two of you are there side by side, whether you are actually side by side or maybe at a distance, but before God, you are united. That begins the process already, because it is asking God to send His Spirit to bless that relationship and to bless, strengthen the faith of the two. Second thing would be to be close to that person, right? Share life with that person. Human love is a great thing, and it's a required thing under the overarching umbrella of God's love. Because God loves, therefore we love. And as Christ came personally, we connect personally. Now that involves some risk, because if you and another person are sharing the faith together, that means there's going to be some vulnerability. And we're pretty good at keeping the bars closed. But this would be opening them so that they see into your life and you see into their lives, and you share things that maybe you didn't share with anybody else. But it's in that personal connection that faith can begin to grow. To bear one another's burdens. Scriptures tell us we are called to bear one another's burdens, that their problem becomes my problem and mine becomes theirs. That the struggles that we all have in life, there's none of us that has no struggles, right? But that we share them with somebody. Because two together are stronger than one by himself. We bear one another's burdens as a congregation, because multiplication is better than one by ourselves. To call back the wanderer, to bring back the one, means we will be so connected. And to be diligent in the Word, that the Word of God is the gift that He has given in order that we can have life. So share the Word, whether that's printed Word, right, or eaten Word, gathered Word. But if each day you shared a piece of Scripture with somebody else, that means that we are growing ourselves in the Word, and that other person is as well. That when we receive, we give. Because we can't imagine the idea of receiving and just hoarding. And so we are involved, immersed in the Word of God, and we share that with someone else. Maybe a verse. Maybe a passage. There's no wrong way, no perfect way. It is simply taking God's Word at His Word, that it will enliven and strengthen our faith. If we are to call back the wanderer, think of one or two people that you want to begin this process with. There are plenty to pick from. But sometimes when there's so many, we get overwhelmed and paralyzed by the enormity of the task. But think of one or maybe two people that you really want to work with in order to bring back the wanderer. Because one or maybe two is a manageable amount. If you have 50, you'll do zero. If you have one, you can do one. So think about who it is that you would like to strengthen the faith and be strengthened in the faith. Pray for them daily. Build a connection with them in a way maybe never before. Bear one another's burdens. Be devoted to the Word. There is great blessing to the person who has wandered and to the person who hasn't. Either way, under the Father's love, there is life. Without this, there's nothing but death. May we be faithful in calling back. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.